meet some of our contestants. Starting with, did you guys decide on a family name? You guys did not decide on a family name. Oh, we forgot the thing. That's okay. I want you guys to start talking a little bit. Decide on a family name. You guys, you look familiar. Have I met you before?
Yeah, did you get your soap yet?
Oh no.
You ran from your name. I'm back.
Found it. Yep. I forgot. Why? It doesn't help when you're one out of town. Do you guys have a family name? Maybe. We got a shake. We got a hat. All right. Let's go with. We'll go with option. You nodded your head first. So unfortunately, you're going to be called out here. What is your family name? That's right, the Coopers! That might be cool first. I might have disclosed that a little bit. Over here, you look familiar. I've met you before, haven't I?
I think we're in the same game show group on Telegram.
Anyway, have you guys decided on a name?
We are the Critters!
Alright guys, let's bring up one of our person from the Critters, another person from the Coopers. Let's get ready to play the view! Now, I'm going to read a question. Shake. I'm going to read a question here. Don't worry, we sanitized all of this for COVID, COVID-23. If you didn't know about 23 COVID, don't worry. You got a shot for it anyway. Anyway, moving on. All you have to do is buzz in. But you can't, if you buzz in the middle of me answering said question like this, you'll have to answer that question immediately. That being said, we're about to reset this, and oh my god, that was fast. For the record, just for the record, it used to take a little bit longer to reset. It usually was my fault because I forgot to reset. I'm no longer in charge of that. We've outsourced it. Let's give a quick shout out to our coordinator for this. That is Noah Lark. Now, question one. I probably should mention that you guys are doing 5 rounds. Whoever wins gets to stay. Whoever loses, gotta go back. We're gonna bring in another group of people. We're gonna play again. Now, question one. Has no actual sponsor. I'm just trying to do this just for community's sake. Excuse me, for comedy's sake, but clearly it's not working as well as I thought. Now, question one. Besides a fursuit, what is something you wear as a Halloween costume? A cape. Show me a cape! Oh, I got a screen here. Superhero number 4. You have an answer. Might need to take the fan out, unfortunately. Don't worry, it's just temporary.
A mask?
Show me a mask! Missed. Do you guys want to play or pass? They're going to play, everybody. Let's go with Critters. So, introduce yourself.
I'm Clay.
Hi, Clay. Where are you from?
From New York.
New York! You have any New Yorkers out there? Woo! You should be more excited about this. Anyway, I'm supposed to say Yankee suck. Anyway, besides the first thing, what is something you wear as a Halloween costume? Show me Mr. Bones! The skeleton! Show me the skeleton! Miss. I would have gone that way too. Alright, introduce yourself.
I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. Where are you from?
Rhode Island!
Rhode Island!
Yeah!
Rhode Island. Out there? Woo! Besides the fursuit, what is something you wear as a Halloween costume?
Like a murderer. Like those people.
What? So, like, describe. We're gonna go there. Describe for me a murderer.
I can think of his name. Like Ted Bundy people.
Like Ted Bundy people. Oh, like Friday the 13th, like Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, show me Jason.
Oh,
really?
I know.
introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mystery Referee.
I'm Mystery Referee from
New York.
New York. Yeah. Besides the first one, what is something you wear as a Halloween costume?
When Jesse is the tail count.
So what a partial fursuit count. We're looking for the judges. It does not count. We are able to at least see the judges even though I am blinded by the light. Insert joke there.
I could say like a mermaid.
Show me mermaid! Really?
Wow.
Alright guys, you need to discuss. You have one chance to steal here. Audience, we like to remind you guys of what's about to happen. So they're going to make one guess. If they guess, they get the points. All 10. Really? You guys out in the audience are going to see each one. We're going to go through each one. As they come up, I need you guys to repeat what you see up there. One, it'll be funny. Two, it'll make me laugh. Three, I might break. That's always entertaining. All right, Coopers, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Show me a ghost! Starting at number 8. Show me the
ring. Wow. We all float.
I feel like I wear that every day. Anyway, number 7.
Scarecrow.
There we go, audience. We're getting there. Show me number 6.
Robot Cyborg.
This is not confusing. Show me number 5.
Witch.
There are a lot of witches. Show me number 3. I see it. Show me number 1.
Mummy or Frankenstein? Cosplay.
That makes a lot of sense because there's probably like Naruto, Inuyasha, poor Naruto. And all the other 50 other characters that are involved with One Piece that I can't remember. Because when I was growing up, One Piece, it's like, yeah, it's like the poor thing you really want to watch. Now, you need to watch One Piece. By the way, this joke is sponsored in part by One Piece. If you have no idea what that is, you need to go to Crunchyroll and watch it now. Let's go next to contestants up on up here. Can we get a competitor shake?
Not that kind of shake.
I heard that, for the record. And no, joke is not sponsored in part by Ice Cream Shakes. But it's kind of funny that I mentioned that. Because question 2. How many pieces is too much to take from a trick or treating candy bowl?
A whole bowl.
Show me the whole bowl. It's only number four. You have a chance to steal. Are you ready? Yeah, how many pieces is too much to take from a trick or treat? Trick or treating candy bowl?
12.
Show me 12! Over 10, number 5! You guys gonna play or you gonna pass? They're gonna play! It's just a number. There's a lot of options here. Don't worry, you guys still won last round. You guys are in the lead. But let's go over here. How many pieces? Too many pieces to take from a trick-or-treat bowl?
3.
Show me 3! 3 is number 2! Hold on. 3 is number 2. Let's just marinate with that for a second. How many pieces? Too many pieces to take from a trick-or-treating, a trick-or-treating candy bowl.
What about 2?
Show me 2! 2's on the board! How many pieces is too many to take? Or trick? I can't believe I let you guys write these questions, because I am just messing up. Don't you point the blame on anybody else but you. I see you, Silver Boy. Don't you do it. What's going on? How many pieces is too many pieces to take?
100
pieces! We have over 10. Does that count? Okay. So it's underneath 10. Show me 5. 5 is the number one answer. Alright, we have 5. We have 3. We have take it all. Over 10. 2. How many pieces is too many pieces to take?
4.
Show me 4. 4 is number 3. Hold on. 2 is, there he is. Number 2 is 3. Number 3 is 4. Number 5 is take it all. What?
Don't try to overthink it, it'll explode.
Alright. Let's go to our next contestant. How many pieces is too many pieces to take from a candy bowl?
7.
Show me 7.
Wow.
Now we're getting twisted. How many pieces is too many pieces to take from a candy bowl?
6.
Show me 6. 6 is on the board.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6 is 6. Surveys through all of our social different medias. We got 100 different, well actually, we probably got more than that. And for most of the time, we took the best 100, or rather the people that actually gave us real numbers, and threw that information here, as you see today. Why I keep pointing over here when I should be pointing over here, I'm not entirely sure. Let's move on. We got one left. 2 strikes to go. So you got some options here. But, you have a guess. Is 8-8. Do you have an idea what's left? Do you have an idea what's left? Okay.
I'm gonna say 9.
Show me number 9! What? Alright, the proofer is going to. Alright, gonna steal again? You look like you got this. Do you wanna have it discussed or do you just wanna go for it? You have no clue. You got this, Pete?
10.
Wait, we have over 10. Is 10 count?
Oh.
No.
How about 9?
I was going to say, that was a clarification question, not their actual answer. But, so we're going to give them one more shot here. You guys are going with none? I hear that? None? 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 Show me none? Okay.
7?
I am now very confused.
7 missing? 7's not up there, is it?
Any? Is it any? Show me number 8.
7!
Oh, 1 is too many. Bet you can't eat just 1.
What? Are you kidding?
1 is too many?
These are your balls.
1 is too many and 10,000 is not enough. That was a movie line.
You guys have won the round and taken what appears to be 97 points, which is awesome. Let's bring up our next 2 contestants. Come on up here. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Music. As we got to set the hand in front of the handshake. Okay. This is a good question. You're ready. This is actually a good question because it has a lot of relevance here. I am 100% positive this is a good question. 8 options on the board. Question number 3. What is the first thing you do after registering at Provocalypse?
Go to your room.
Again, this is the first thing you do after registering at Provocalypse.
I did this one.
Okay, so we're going with go to your room. Show me go to your room. I'm thinking you register at home and then, you know, everything else. This is worth double points, isn't it? So we're in the 3rd round. This is worth double points. So you'll notice that it says 26 points up there. which means we really have 13 people. I'm not going to do any more math than this. I swear to God. But what is the first thing you do after registering at Provocalypse?
I go and get coffee.
Say it again?
Get coffee.
Show me get coffee. Eat or drink, number five. You guys are playing in the past. They're going to play. All right. What is the first thing you do after registering at Provocalypse?
Go to the Artist Alley.
Show me go to the Artist Alley. I don't know why my accent just came in there. Sorry. I'm from Boston. It's an accent. It's wicked good. You're going to have to deal with it. Moving on. What is the first thing you do after you get, after you register for Provocalypse?
Drop off your luggage at your room.
Drop off your luggage at your room.
Already up there.
Oh, because it's, I see, it's already up there. Yep. Okay. Would you like to take a second guess? Would you like to pass?
I can take a second guess.
Yeah.
I would say go to a panel.
Go to a panel. Show me go to a panel. Number one is check out the convention.
I think that was my.
That couldn't help us a lot of things. I'm not going to pressure you, buddy. That's a tough one.
You've
got five options up there. Check it. Check out the con, eat your drink, get slash go to your room. I feel like a father every single time I'm saying that.
Go to your room.
Just an FYI. Name the first thing you do after registering for Provocalypse.
Go to bed?
Go to bed? Depends when you...
Go to bed an option. There's strong debate, and it looks like it's a no. It has already been answered with number three. Would you like to try again?
Oh, go to... Wait. Check out. Go to the dance?
Go to the raves. Show me go to the raves. For the record, that's where I'm going to go. But I'm a DJ, so, you know, totally not so forth. Anyway, moving on. Clay? That option's up. Are you ready? What's the first thing you do after registering for Provocalypse?
Go to the dealer's den.
Show me go to the dealer's den. Or,
wow.
I don't know what this is. I'm so confused. I figured there would be some options here. And I'm not just delaying and talking about this to allow them to figure out a question or rather an answer. But I am in fact delaying this to make this happen. Because there are things that we want to remind you guys about. One being that the sponsor of this event is Furcation Land.
If yeah.
you've never heard of it, it is a little tiny convention, by little I mean like 800 people, up in Portland, Maine, and it is absolutely fantastic, and they're not paying me whatsoever to be talking about this convention. That being said, I think we've stalled long enough. Do you guys have an answer?
Yeah.
Beat.
Meet up with old friends.
Show me meet up with old friends. Number two, you guys steal the round. Excellent. Let's bring up contestant number four if we tie. Come on out.
What about the answers?
Oh, right.
The rest of the answers.
I'm sorry. I got to tell it myself. Show me number eight. As the director of programming here, we'd like to remind you that all updates on Sketch are up to date and accurate. You know. Anyway, moving on. Show me number seven. Isn't that like one of the... Never mind. Show me number six! Oh, yeah. Show me number four!
Bathroom? Okay.
Really? You know what? Fair. Let's take it. Let me see me. Let's get... Come on up here. We've got ourselves. All right. Question. Again, this question is worth double points. And I'm kind of surprised that I may be asking this question. If you get the joke, congratulations. If you don't get the joke, you weren't here last year. And I'm sorry. What is something you may be shocked to hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking?
Yeah. I remember this question.
A very horrible rave party that went in next door.
Can we just say noise complaint? Does that count? But show me a room party. Parties in Squid. Hold on. Parties in Screams? Screams? I'm now reminded that this is a horror-themed convention. Oh, no. Moving on. So the question is what is something you'd be shocked to hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking?
I would be shocked to hear...
You phone a friend?
How about if they are out of food?
Show me out of food!
Ding. Nope.
I'm sorry, it's very tough. I thought it would be okay. Alright, Peter, are you guys gonna play or are you gonna pass? They're gonna play, everybody! Now that we've gone to our other team here, let's have you introduce yourself.
I'm Arpo.
You taste like Sprite. I'm just asking for a friend.
Actually, Sparty.
Oh, yeah!
So where are you from?
Massachusetts.
How many masks? Wait, yeah, how many masks is there? For those of you from Massachusetts, you all know where I was going with that.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently friendly. Wait a minute, I started eating. You know, we're gonna start over here if that's okay. What is something you may be shocked to hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking?
Someone growing up in their Frisbee's head.
Let's take all, everybody just take a deep breath. Really? I can't say show me vomit? Like, you're bribing me now. I wanted to say, show me vomit, but okay. All right, introduce yourself for me.
Hello, my name is Tofu, and I'm Indian Civic Fennec Fox. I'm from Massachusetts.
All right, what is something you may be shocked to hear at a bird convention other than glass breaking?
Fire alarm.
Yeah. Show me fire alarm. Alright, introduce yourself and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Rusty Husky, and I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Alright, what is something you may be shocked to hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking?
Well, according to my last job, I am kind of afraid of gunshots.
Oh. Alright, we're gonna go there. Show me gunshots. You know what?
Yeah.
I like that answer. Yeah. Show me bad things. All right. Pete, I'm going to pass over you, but we're going to come back to you. All right, introduce yourself.
I'm Reese.
Where are you from?
I'm from
Texas.
Name something that would be that you may be shocked you hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking.
Overheating.
Show me overheating. Medical emergency. All right. What are you telling me? What's your reason?
Well, we're gonna go first. Say beating on the phone.
You are a FCL, right?
Yep.
Now. Yeah.
Oh.
Where are you from?
I am from Louisiana.
Alright. What is something you may be shocked to hear at a furry convention other than glass breaking?
A celebrity appearance.
Show me a celebrity appearance. I would be shocked. But then again, you know, I'm a celebrity, totally. All on you. By on you, I mean, you got four options on the board. Alarm has gone off. Bad things have been talked about. Parties and screams. Medical emergency. Am I wrong, or does this just like sound like the start of a horror film? Just saying. What is something you may be shocked to hear the first mention of the last 3 weeks?
Getting stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got that one right up on the list. Show me getting stuck in an elevator. We're just gonna just say this because that's a personal fear for me. This is real wood, right? Good. Just in case. All right. Three options left on the board. Do you have an answer of what might shock you other than glass breaking?
Ooh, I have to say, like, protest. I hear a protest.
Oh, protest. Westboro Baptist Church.
Also the member of the group.
God says kill.
Protest. Great shot. You got two options here. Would you like me to repeat them for you? We got alarm. We got drama. We got bad things. We got hotel broken. We got parties and screams. We've got medical emergency. Why I'm excited about medical emergency? Move on.
Another personal bad thing, but how about a riot?
I think it's gonna go with drama, but is riot gonna go with drama?
Yes.
We have a yes from the judges panel, so I need something other than riot. Other than if you know riot, you should definitely get that out there. Anyway, moving on, turn on rock.
How about a
stabbing? All right, Robin. The question they want to show is stabbing. You and I have a personal familiarity with our first convention in stabbing, so please don't show me stabbing. It still goes underneath bad things? Bad things counts as stabbing. Thank you. I need one more. Do you want to pass and give it over to me to guess?
How about somebody tripping down the stairs?
Show me tripping down the stairs.
Somebody All right.
If you guys win this, it's gonna take a lot, but there's one more round to go, and it's worth three times the points! Woo! Which kind of defeats the purpose of all the other rounds, but don't say that to anybody else. You guys have an answer. Alright, who wants to say it? You look very enthusiastic about this.
Rainforest all over again.
So, I don't know if this is going to be one of these bad things, but it's definitely a very unique thing, and if you're new to this convention, don't look it up. Anyway, show me Rainforest. That gives you guys the points. Commanding lead of 314. It does not mean yet. You've got one more question.
What are the other two?
Wait. I heard the music, and my brain went to the next step. Show me number 8.
You lost the game.
And I have lost the game. Show number 3.
Silence.
Are you kidding me?
I have a funny feeling the moment I look at my phone, I'm going to see a bunch of hidden jokes.
Please shut down the entire convention.
Let's go to number 5. Let's get our last two contestants up here. Give them a round of applause, everybody. All right. Now, before we get to this particular question, I want to remind you all that we have wonderful t-shirts available at our merch booth, our con merch booth. So you can get this colorful t-shirt over here that I believe says, I got Freaky at Reeky Can Creek. Is it Reeky Creek? Yeah, that sounds right. I got Freaky at Reeky Creek. You can get this wonderful, one-of-a-kind shirt over at the Con Store today. I highly recommend. They are going fast. All right. For all the marbles, there are 7 answers on the board. And are you kidding me?
Yes, we are.
This is not a good question because it implies something that I can guarantee you doesn't exist. Name something you think staff members do at cons during their free time.
They go shopping.
Show me going shopping. Staff members do at cons during their free time.
Party.
Alright, again, staff members don't have free time. If you think they have free time, it's a myth. But let's continue on with this myth-busting joke. Show me partying!
Wow.
What? We're going to go back over here. We're going to give you guys each one more guess. And then we're going to go down the line to figure out some things. Okay, name something you think staff members do at cons during their free time.
They sleep.
No, we don't. Show me sleep.
Yeah! Oh, number one.
You gonna do it tonight? Sorry, you guys gonna play or you gonna pass? They're gonna play. They're going for all the marbles over here, guys. Okay, again, in a mythical world, imagine for a second. In a world where staff members actually have this thing called free time.
For the record, we actually do. I'm making this joke up. We want more people to volunteer, and if I don't say that, someone might think, wow, you guys are really, really busy. We are really busy, but we also do, in fact, have free time.
But again, in a world where we have free time, what is something that the staff members might be doing? Eat.
Yeah, we don't do that either.
Anyway, show me eating food! Alright, but again, in a world where staff members have free time, name something that they may in fact do.
Drugs.
No!
So,
what kind?
Anybody else want to get high? Anyway, moving on. Show me drugs!
Ding.
Full disclosure, we don't do any fun drugs around here, but acetaminophen and ibuprofen does run short in most of the staff, especially when you need it. So no drugs. Yeah, no drugs. No drugs. No drugs. We did not edit this. Drugs weren't on the list. I'm getting a nod. They weren't on the list because we didn't censor that. Good. I hope. Now, I've now installed long enough. Name something that staff members do when they have free time at a convention.
Socialize.
I hope to God this is true. Show me socialize! This is harder than I thought it would be. Uh-oh. Plenty of options on there. Gotta think out of the box, apparently. We've said no to socializing. We've said no to drugs. Again, no to drugs. No to drugs. No to drugs. I'm just slowing it down for anyone that may be on drugs. Name something for me that staff members do when they have free time at a convention.
What about take some time away from the convention?
Leave the con! Yes! This has got to be on there. Show me leave the con. So I'm thinking that's right, going to a park, going outside the convention at all, didn't make this board.
What's outside?
Did you just say what's outside? I am dragging you to outside. You're gonna get a sunburn, and I don't care. Do you guys have an answer? Speaking of you have an answer, I'm scared now.
Take a shower, because you need one.
Oh!
To the even mention that again. 6-2-1. 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, 1 shower. Again, for all the drugs in the room. 1 shower. Show me getting clean. Please, dear God, show me getting clean. With 147 points going over here. Was it enough? It was enough.
Beat the other ones.
The winner, team, is the Coopers.
Other answers.
Now we get to the also important part.
Answers.
We need the answers. And more importantly, I need the answers because I would have answered all of it. Everything that was asked up here, totally would have asked. Show me number 7.
Caretaking.
Oh.
Wait,
what? That's caretaking. That's, you know, making. Wait a minute. That isn't implying what I think it's implying. Good. That actually makes more sense because that happens quite a bit. Show me number 6.
Yes. Yes.
As someone who's been doing this for 17. Wait a minute. Let's count this again. 18 years now. Yeah, that happens. Anyway, moving on. Show me number 5.
Use phones.
Yeah, that checks out. Number 4.
What?
Paula, I want a judge clarification of what would have qualified for. What?
What free time are you talking about now?
Oh!
In details. Show me the room! I feel like we could have asked Grace that was socializing for the record, but I don't think that would have done the cake. Let's give a heads up again to the Coopers! Thank you guys so much for being here. We're gonna play some music, we're gonna get ourselves a new family up here. Enjoy a good place for live in a break.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, staff don't have free time. I don't know where that question or why that question was there. But the thing about crying when we do have free time, that is the purpose of truth. Anyway, moving on. We've got ourselves a brand new family. Please welcome the Adam Beans! Rusty Coopers. The Coopers continue their domination. We'll find out. Let's bring up our two new contestants. You will not be familiar. Have we met before?
Yes.
Like about 5 or 6 years ago?
Yes.
Man, it feels like it's like really a decade when you're adding COVID years. Moving on! We've got a good question to open us up. Question 6. Name something you do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event. Sure, name something you can do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event.
Party.
You can't party at a formal event. That's where you're going with. Let's see. Show me party. Not on the board. You have the opportunity to steal. Name something you can do at a furry convention that you can't do at a formal event.
What?
You haven't gone to any weddings yet, have you? Show me, get drunk. Also not on there. We have one opportunity, one choice, then we're going to go down the lines. Do you have it? Do you have the idea? You think he's processing. We'd like to remind you again that this event is sponsored in part by Furcation Land. Get more information by going to furcationland.org, or is it .com? Furcationland.org or .com. I'm looking at the people that run the convention. I'm looking at one of the board members, and they are not able to tell me if Furcationland is .com or .org.
.org.
It's .org. Thank you. I was looking for it from Wally, but anyway.
I have to talk.
Yeah, I have to talk. Name something you do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event.
Make animal noises.
Here. Show me make animal noises. Yay! You guys are playing in the past. All right, let's go. Get more information. Thank you guys.
Number one.
It's only number two.
What? Oh, but I thought.
They get a guess.
You guys do get a guess.
The number one answer.
Would you like to take one more guess? Would you get a barrel? I messed up the rules. Let's take one more guess. You ready?
Fursuit.
Ooh. Show me fursuit.
Hey!
Number one! I'm sorry to say this. They have stolen. I assume you guys are going to play. They're going to play! You guys are going to have to wait one more round. All right, let's go to first words. Introduce yourself and where you're from.
I'm Vinny, I'm from New York.
Say it one more time, let me get the microphone really in there.
Here, I'm Vinny, I'm from New York.
All right,
Vinny.
Okay. Now, you already answered. We're gonna go to our next contestant here. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Vinny the Tiger, I'm also from New York.
New York!
Woo! New York represent!
Are all you guys from New York? So most of you from New York, you're the cousin from out of state. Alright.
Who's from the city?
Name something, and I gotta read this multiple times here. Name something you do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event.
Hug everyone.
Oh.
Again, you haven't gone to any Portuguese roasts. And if you are Portuguese, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Show me hug everybody!
Hey!
Hug everybody! Introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Can't hear it.
Richico from, wait, let me get this right. From Massachusetts. No, from Connecticut. Lives in Massachusetts. About to go to California. From LA are really excited about that. Now, name something you can do at a furry con you can't do at a formal event.
Buy a lot of merch.
Show me buy a lot of merch! Good. Very good guess up there. Where are you from and what's your name?
My name is Messi Final Kid. I'm from New York.
I'm gonna bring you friends. And we'll see.
Woo, woo! Okay, Mets, good. Yankees suck. Moving on. Yeah, it's a hard thing, but at the same time, the Mets too rock. Now, name something you can do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event.
Petting.
Say that again?
Petting?
Oh, petting! I heard petting for some reason. I'm like, you also haven't gone to a wedding. Let me see petting! Alright. Good guess, good guess. No pressure. But introduce yourself and where you're from. We got Westchester, New York over here.
I know. A
Mets fan living in the Bronx? What is it? It means we converted to good people. It's like the people that support the Cubs and not the White Sox. For the record, I'm married to somebody from the Midwest. Go Cubs. Moving on. To Kat, what is something you can do at a furry con that you can't do at a formal event?
Show me draw stuff.
Show me draw stuff. Alright. You have one chance, one opportunity to steal. Name something. Do you guys need a moment to guess? Do you guys need a moment to confer? They're going to take a moment. This is a great time because you mentioned you like flannel. I'm wearing flannel because I thought this was the flannel panel. I was tripped again, but I was also reminded that as the director of programming, I should have known what the heck this schedule was all about. Because the flannel panel is tomorrow, right here, at I believe 3:00. My director of the panels will now confirm that up there, giving us enough time to stall for these guys to come up with an answer of something you can do at a formal event that you can't do. Something you can do at a furry convention that you can't do at a formal event. I'm getting backwards for some reason. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, we'll discuss.
All right. Sticker everything.
Ooh.
And that wouldn't work at a formal event. Show me sticker everything. First and foremost, the win goes to you guys, Seattle baby! So the flannel panel is at 4:00. My bad. 4:00. 4:00 right here. It's going to be epic. Make sure to show up in flannel. And if you don't have flannel, don't worry. We got you covered. Let's see number 5.
Behave yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Show me number 4. Oh, it's in quotation marks. I get it. I get it now.
Oh, no.
I see what you did there.
Go to jail and you know which one.
Let's go with question number 7. But before we do that, let's bring up our next two contestants. All right, this is a good question, but I need you to think for a second. Imagine for a moment that you are new to the fandom, okay? Are you getting there? Are you thinking to yourself, you're new to the fandom? Now, keep in mind, you currently have fursuits on. That might be a little hard to do. But this question is, name a species that is commonly somebody's first persona.
Husky.
Show me Husky. It's okay, there's a lot of different dogs. Now, you have the opportunity to steal. That was only number 3. Are you ready?
Wolf.
Show me wolf! It's number 1! Are you guys going to play or you're going to pass?
We will play.
They're going to play. Don't worry, we'll get back to you guys. Guaranteed, we will get back to you guys. Let's go down the middle. Alright, let's go. Name something. Wait a minute, I gotta read the question again. ADHD, you have no short-term memory. I have no idea what you're talking about. Name a species that is commonly somebody's first persona.
What was the first one called out? Can I go there?
Well, again, these are their responsibilities. And again, they're the one that answers these questions. And I don't know about you, but don't is somebody's first persona?
How do you get up?
Show me Durgan.
One.
Name the speech that is commonly somebody's first persona.
Cat.
Oh.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Oh. No pressure. Number two here. Yeah. Hey, Cat, give me. Did I get the name right? Good. Name me something that is a species that is commonly somebody's first persona.
Species technically,
oh,
but hybrid.
A hybrid.
Oh, hybrid count.
Yes.
We're gonna go with.
You mean the Caprius?
You gotta give me an actual species. So if you think a hybrid could be like a fox or some other Cerberus, you know, you can.
Fox.
Fox.
Yeah. Give me a fox.
Yeah. It's called a hustle,
let's
sweetheart.
Let's get our third contestants up here. Too many pieces of paper. Okay.
Oh.
What? This is worth double points, isn't it?
Yes.
You guys aren't just giving me the victory piece?
No.
You are not a crook. Anyway, moving on. Amen. If you get that joke, you know how old I am. Anyway, question A. And that is in fact Richard Nixon. Besides, no, I'm not going to do this as Richard Nixon. Besides FurryCons, what other conventions do you like to go to?
Video games.
Show me video gaming conventions. Number two, not number one.
Comic-Cons. Collectibles.
Show me comic conventions.
Comic-Cons.
It's number three on there. You guys want to play or you want to pass? They're going to play, everybody. Let's get back to the Goofers. Besides furry conventions, what other conventions do you like to go to? Again, we're not asking what you like to go to. We want you to guess what they like to go to.
Bronies.
Car shows.
Show me car shows. I like to see some car shows.
Wow.
No gearheads.
No gearheads here. That's a shame. At the same time, khakis. Am I saying khakis or am I saying khakis? What do you know? All right, Rick Moss. Besides FurryCons, what other conventions would you like to go to? Show me anime conventions.
Number one. Yep.
Number one off the board. 4, 5, and 6 up there. Fashi, no pressure. No pressure. Lots of pressure, actually. Immense amounts of pressure. Something that you might need to cave to. Besides FurryCons, what other conventions do you like to go to? Welcome to the inner monologue with Joshua. It could be anything. It could be many different things. But what is it? What is the answer? I was stalling just for that. Are we breaking you yet? Good, because we have so much more opportunity to do that with you right now. Anyway, you got an answer? Any guesses? Do you want to pass?
Yeah.
You want to pass? All right, we're gonna pass.
Strike.
But you want the pass? All right. Yeah.
It should have been.
Cosplay convention. I'm gonna go with that's what anime is for cosplay convention. Unless the judges are giving me a nod of something else. Nope, I was right. Anime Boston, Kineticon still count as anime conventions, not sci-fi conventions or anything else. Not being said that for any other reason. Yes, there's shameless plugs. Anyway, moving on. Cosplay's already been answered. So you've got three other conventions types that are on there.
I don't know, maybe like a medieval convention like
Warsaw.
Yeah!
Show me Red Bear!
Oh!
We opened this
course!
I'm
said everything.
We said chaos. Art festival up there, we're going to have some words. And honestly, I didn't write that. Moving on. Three options up there. Besides CorkCons, what other conventions do you like to go to?
Well, a friend of mine is a geek who's this. I'm going to go with Star Trek.
Show me Star Trek!
Science fiction? Sci-fi. Could be comics, sci-fi together, but whatever.
Not at all. No pressure on this one. Because I got nothing.
Collectibles, rock and roll collectibles, oldie
besides
convention.
Besides CurryCon, what other conventions do you like to go to?
Which one to?
Horror? Yeah, there is some monster horror type things. Yeah, there's some. Five. Nope. No, not up there.
I also just realized I basically just did an introduction.
Yeah, there's Monster Fest. There's Monster Bash. There's different ones.
Pressure, are you ready? Four. To step into a slim gym with a different convention. You guys need to discuss. You guys have it? Oh, I heard that. You want to get this one?
Brony cons? I said Brony.
Brony cons!
Oh!
Really? Alright, show me the
rock and roll collectibles. Business? Who wants to go to a business convention? You have to. You don't want to.
Well, you have to figure out how
to. You have to keep your job.
You have to figure out
that would be fun in the fursuit, though, to go to.
Honestly, did not think that would even make it.
Attend a business convention in the first hoop. That would be good. Only furry?
That doesn't count.
Besides furry cons, what other conventions do you like to go to? We really got that many people that say only furry?
Yeah, actually, we did get quite a lot of answers to people who only went to furry cons.
One, expanding the horizon. There's more fish in the sea. You know, movie conventions. I actually just went to a supernatural. Well, I didn't go to the supernatural convention.
I went to a
the supernatural convention just happened to be around me. I had a furry con, but it does count. But let's get our next two contestants up here. All right, the scores currently are. Adam Beans, you have 164 points. The Coopers, 183. Plenty of points, plenty of things to go for. Anyone's game. Question 9. What is the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
The body.
Show me the body!
Yeah.
That's the number 2. Uh-oh. What's the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
I could say the head.
Show me the head.
No, my answer.
You guys gotta play it fast. It's a little too well. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little too well. Let's see. All right. What is the hardest part of a fursuit to put on? Show me the feet! Number 3, come aboard!
Them beans!
Kashi, you've been a long time first shooter. What's the hardest part of a person to put on?
If it's not sewn in, I'd say the padding.
Yeah!
Oh. The padding. I'm not sure where this is going, but show me padding!
Yeah!
Yes! With y'all on that now. I was thinking Santa Claus, you know, you have to put the padding, never mind. What is the hardest part of a person to put on?
Hand paws.
That's the one I was going to say. Show me hand paws.
Yes.
We have 4, 7, and 8 up there. And now I am a little terrified. What could be left? What is the hardest part of a person to put on?
Tail.
Show me the tail!
Yeah!
Number 5! up there. Something tells me they're low scores. But think about it. What is the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
If we're stepping on a boundary that's not a full body, it's arm sleeves.
Show me arm sleeves.
For partial sleeves, get it right. Come on.
All right. Reese, what's the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
We already built the whole fursuit, so accessories?
Oh, okay. That's fair. Good logic. Show me accessories. Yeah! Yes! Yes! Reese, I didn't even care about news. Or actually, good news, you're on fire at the moment. Tashi, no pressure. Number 8, what's the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
I would have to say wings.
Oh. Oh.
Show me wings!
Oh.
Really? Alright, you got this? You got this. You don't got this. Gotta make a guess though. What's the hardest part of a person to put on?
Ooh, keep guessing anything right now. How about sandals for your indoor
foot paws? Sandals for your indoor foot paws.
Those are accessories.
Those are accessories, okay. The judges have ruled. Do you want to make another guess or do you want to pass?
I think I'll pass.
You want to pass? All right. Got the freebie. No pressure. No pressure. What's the hardest part of a fursuit to put on? This is the last pass. Mostly because you said you got this, and in case anyone didn't hear that on the microphone, said I got this. But you in fact got this. This is what happens. All right, Pete. What is the hardest part of a fursuit to put on?
Oh, we're skipping out so many boundaries now. We already okay. Let's break it down into simple facts. We already built the fursuit accessories. Wings are not even on the table. Now you've already picked a side out there. Put it first. You can't even no longer function for a partial suit because no offense.
All right, what do you got? Come on, give me one answer.
Does a harness count?
That counts as an accessory? I heard something.
Accessory.
It's also an accessory.
Cooling system.
Oh!
Show me cooling system!
Oh.
What?
Alright, if you got a fursuit.
There's actually a cooling fest made by a military friend.
That should have been on the board. That is not on the board.
But he also made it for fursuiters as well.
No way. You want to give it? Alright.
Under Armour.
Does that count? Is that a fair or does that count as accessories? Under Armour does not count as an accessory. So we can make the guess. Show me Under Armour! Alright, I gotta know. Give me number 8!
First of all.
These are your answers.
I'm looking at you seriously.
What?
Alright, that is pretty crazy. He's really out of the box. And still, anybody's game.
No, you didn't.
Let's bring up our number 5 contestants for the last question. 30 times the points on this one.
Nope, that's not it.
A little note here, which I'm not going to say out loud right now, but Wally, I'm thinking of you. Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Jerry Lewis.
Rattlesnake.
Show me a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Number 2. Chance to steal, Breeze. You've been hot all along. Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. We're gonna go with a ball. Show me a ball!
Ball?
Wow.
No ball. I'm sorry. You guys gonna play or you gonna pass?
Play.
There you go, player everybody. All right. Names on the chicks, rattles, and rolls.
Maraca.
Show me a maraca.
Hey!
Names on the chicks, rattles, and rolls.
A pet toy.
Show me any kind of pet toy.
All right.
Pet toy. After this particular question, I have some things to do now that I should probably have mentioned earlier. Tank, this is your warning. You got three options on the board. Names like that shakes, rattles, and rolls. You want to pass? You want to pass? You got a guess for something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Thinking like a rain stick with what you just were moving. So we got a
little bell.
Oh, show me a little bell. Little bell? No, a little bell. Good guess. Three options on the board. Names end up shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Specific for the cantina.
Sorry, what?
Peanuts.
Show me I really can't believe I'm saying this. Show me a can of peanuts! That makes sense to me. That's thinking outside the box.
That's nuts.
One second, wait a minute.
That joke.
I should have made that joke. Whoever said that's nuts,
that's
a good cat joke. That's a good cat joke.
Yes.
Alright, no pressure. Three answers on the board, two strikes. Needs and it shakes, rattles, and rolls. No.
Would a baby rattle be the same as a maraca?
Let's look at the judges for a second. Would a baby rattle be the same as a maraca? It would be something separate. It would be something separate. Do you want to make that your guess?
I'll guess it.
Show me a baby rattle!
Baby toy!
Baby toy! It's on there! Go five! This one is hard. Alright, names like this, shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Furry at the rave?
Ooh, I like that. Show me a furry in the rave!
Ah,
that should have been on there. That's a good one. Have you guys decided? Do you need a moment? This is the last question, then we will be bringing up five more people to finish up this whole thing. Unless we're out of time, what time is it? I honest to God don't know.
2:40.
So we're about halfway through? We've got the time? Excellent!
How long is it?
You guys have it?
2 hours. I gotta get my room pretty soon.
Well, I had to walk half an hour to get here.
Need more time?
Yeah.
It's a ball to answer. While they are doing that, again, guys, we have a lot of different activities that you can find out again more by having the Sketch app on your phone. Just go to our website, you'll be able to download all of it, and you'll be able to get to it. You'll be able to see everything that's going on, up to the minute, up to date, including events that aren't even on there yet. You have no idea what I'm talking about because we haven't even planned it yet. But there is some things planning. Speaking of things that are being planned, excellent drinks at our bar. That is right, our bar. We put on this bar. This is Furpox Bar, which we really probably shouldn't even name for now that I think about it. So, you want to enjoy, you want to spark, you want to help fill our... Wait a minute. I had a... There's a joke there. I've now lost it, misplaced it, and all that other good things. Which means I was probably drinking at our bar down over there. So make sure you can check it out, our bar tonight. I'll be there. You better be there, too. This is enough time for me to give you guys... You have a guess? I need a guess, guys.
Marks.
Roly Poly.
All right, here we go.
Roly Poly.
Show me a Roly Poly. All right. That means you guys have won this round. The Adam Beans will be saved. on to the next round. Show us number six. I can see it though. I can see how that would rattle. Show me number one!
Yeah. Old car! I was gonna say that, yeah. I was gonna say an old car, actually, yeah.
Ah! Shots! So close! So close! Old car, I'm unfortunately can agree with that statement. That being said, let's give it up to the gallery! We've got one more round to go. Are you guys ready? Let's get our people up here for round three. If you're interested, come on up. I already got one person in the back that we are going to bring because I've said yes to them before, and we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Yeah, I'm meeting my roommate at 3 o'clock because it's in my name, the room, so.
I had no involvement in this game.
No.
I had no involvement
in this game. I'm looking at you. I'm the finger thing on you.
These questions are not working. Don't blame me. I need a promise from the service.
Buddy.
Me? I actually was not. Whatever. If I get my room, I'll get my room number, but I'm not sure if it will cover the main hall. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm not on Wi-Fi at all. I'm using Boost Mobile, which is what I have, Boost. I seem to be doing okay on Boost. Maybe I gotta meet up with my friend. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go, yeah.
In a world where Furry Feud goes for another five rounds. Wheel the Adam Beans, continue going. That is a cool. I lost my train of thought. You and your Polaroid camera. I thought they were gone. I was wrong. Alright, we've got the Adam Beans. Will the Adam Beans take the game? Will all the Skittles come out of nowhere? And I need to pass the water. I got it. I think this one goes to you. Thank you. And you want to take a moment? We'll let you take a sip for a moment. Then we're going to bring you guys up on stage because it's time for the third round. Sponsored in part by, apparently, Pigs in a Blanket. This will make more sense in a moment. Again, this next question is sponsored in part by Pigs in a Blanket. Let's bring up our contestants. And, you know, before we get to this, there is one thing I want to do. Tank, are you good? Good. Because I want to bring up a couple of announcements, my own personal announcements. See, I'm a dad. Not just any kind of dad. A dad to someone absolutely adorable and absolutely cute. Please show my wonderful boy, Knox. Come on. Where is he?
Where'd he go?
This is what I get for it. Are we going to be able to do this? Or are we not going to be able to do this? We're not going to do this? Pass on it? Do it later? We'll do it later. We'll do it later. When you see my wonderful boy of Knox, you'll understand why this is actually quite hilarious. But this next question is, again, sponsored by Pigs in a Blanket. Besides their persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed?
Cat.
Show me cat. Really? Cat is not on the list of animals to best describe your mate in bed? Okay. Alright. Besides their persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed? We're gonna go with horse. Show me horse. Alright, you guys are gonna play in the pass. They're gonna play, everybody. Before we get down the line, introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
I am Pandora. I'm from Harper, Connecticut.
Woo! Alright, we've already got your question. Introduce yourself and where you're
from. Oh, we just saw a cat. Yeah.
Alright, Avalanche, you just saw my cat, didn't you?
Yeah.
Isn't he adorable?
Yep.
He's not responsible for a bunch of scars on my arm. I have no idea what you're talking about. He's a devil. Also, make sure you're a dog. Don't mind. Anyway, moving on. Besides their persona, name what animal best describes your mate in bed.
Dog.
Show me dog. Show me the dog! Number 5 off the board! Alright, introduce yourself.
Scrather, and I'm from Connecticut.
Have we met before? Oh my god. Alright, Scrather. Besides your persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed?
Let's say a wolf.
Show me wolf. No cat, no wolf. This is interesting. Alright, introduce yourself.
I'm Orlando. I'm from East Hartford, Connecticut.
Let's go over to East Hartford! Alright, Orlando. Besides our persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed?
I'm gonna say bear.
There we go. Yup. Show me bear! Number 1! Are these points worth a lot more? Because I just realized something.
I just realized it too. Stand by, please.
Oops. We multiplied this by 3, didn't we? Because that would make sense. Bear dog. Wait a minute. So, anyone describe their mate in bed as a bear dog? Is a bear horse dog? Bear horse dog. Bear horse dog is also the secret word of the afternoon. Moving on. All right. You look familiar.
I'm Nocturne. I'm from Maine.
Hey, Nocturne from Maine. besides their persona, what animal do best describes your mate in bed?
Fox.
Show me fox.
What?
What?
Are we? I'm so confused. Alright, Penny Arbor. There's four options on the board. We have picked through bear, horse, and dog. There is no foxes. There are no cats. Besides their persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed?
Flexible like a snake.
Show me snake! I would have gone there, and that was, would have been my guess. You guys have the opportunity to steal. Do you guys already have an answer, or do I need to stall? You guys have an answer? You got an answer? All right. What, besides their persona, what animal best describes your mate in bed? Show me rabbit! It's on the board! Adam Dean takes the steal! 61 points goes over there. Let's see number 7.
Raccoon. Sloth. Slow. Flash sloth more.
Again, these are your answers, not ours. Moving on, let's see number 4.
Tiger.
Ah, toy-legged tiger. Let's see number 3.
Unicorn.